Yellow Jaundice.
Yeah.
J-A-U-N-D-I-C-E. Yellow Jaundice.
You ever heard of people dying from that?
Yes. I have. I don't know just how it affects you. Except I know it. Even your whitey eyes will turn yellow.
We're talking about people dying from that. What do people around here call the box that the person is put into?
Coffin?
And?
Casket. Coffin and casket.
And if there are people at the service who are all dressed in black?
Mourning.
Still have that?
It's still mourning, but they don't do it much. But we all kind of cling to it in a way. We feel a little better if we attend a funeral with a dress that's not too loud. Don't wear a splashy dress to a funeral. Wear something dark. You see where it kind of goes back? It goes back to the fact that they used to have that mourning. But they don't wear the mourning now like they used to.
We're talking about various illnesses. When if you eat something that doesn't agree with you and it has to come back up, people around here would say that he had to
vomit.
Have you ever heard that put any other way besides
yes, herb and vomit and herb and nausea?
Somebody like that, you say he's sick where he's...
Huh?
Somebody who had to vomit, you'd say he's sick whereabouts?
I mean in his stomach. But I think he was sick.
I see.
He got upset.
Right. I want to ask you about this expression. You know, if a boy keeps going over to the same girl's house pretty regularly, and people think that he's getting serious about her, you'd say that he was doing what? He was...
courting her. What I'd say. What did you say?
Well, have you ever heard anybody say sparking?
Oh, yes. But that's not a good term.
Is it? It's not?
No. It's, I'd say now that's common.
I see.
That's not too high up.
Well, let me ask you this about the wedding ceremony. You know, the man who stands up with the groom?
Yeah.
He would be called the...
best man?
What about the woman or the girl that stands
up? Well, they call that the... and the bridesmaid, but then there's another. What do they call her? And I read it all the time. What do they call that lady?
You thinking about matron?
Matron of honor. Matron of honor, yeah, matron of honor.
Well, talking about weddings, did you ever hear of any kind of celebration or ceremony going on?
Infare dinner?
What?
Infare dinner or infare supper.
Now, what is this? Is this associated with a wedding?
Oh, yes. And my mother and daddy's wedding, they had the wedding supper, and then if they went somewhere or another the next day for a special dinner, it was the infare dinner, or enfare, I think it's French, and I can't give you just the spelling. I think it starts with an I, and I never knew. We always called it infare, but that's not a good pronunciation, I don't think it is. And then I'd say the night after the wedding,